after. Hey, it is great to be worshiping in the house of the Lord. I want to echo what was said earlier, or started to be said earlier, about if you're a guest with us, there's a blue communication card at the back of the chair in front of you. And I would, if you're a guest, if this is your first, second, third time, I'd love for you to fill that out, bring it out to the coffee corner after the service. Pastor Donley is actually going to be out there to greet you. He's got a special gift just to say thanks for being here. And so if you'll bring that out after the service, we'd like to just say thanks. Today is his birthday, so when you see him, make sure you tell him happy birthday. Today is also another important day. Today is the day that I officially became the happiest man on the planet. It is our 18th wedding anniversary to my beautiful bride. She's a Proverbs 31 woman in every way. I love her with all my heart, and literally, I could not go through life without her. I don't know what I would do. So, she thank her for everything she does for me. So, I love you, babe. Happy anniversary. Are you crying? I didn't even get you flowers or anything. Now the awes go away, right? Hey, can I just say? This weekend was fun. I see Julie over here. I got the privilege of doing a ride-along with Julie's husband, Officer James Johnson, on Friday night. And let me just say, saving the world's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. And occasionally James helped out. So the last several weeks, we've been going through a sermon series entitled Base Camp. And we can all relate to the mountains and the insurmountable odds that many of us have faced in our lives. Community, living at different altitudes, and being sober about the mountains that are in front of us. Those are things that each of us can relate to. And today, I'm going to conclude this series as we talk about what happens after that mountain. What's it look like when you get to the other side? And that's testifying of our victory. Turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. And after you get there, say amen, and then I'll pray. That was fast. Amen, okay. I got some honest people who... Oh, okay, it's up on the screen. Okay, fair enough. I'll read and then I'll pray. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have a confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit.